Hello, my name is Matthew Pfeiffer. Welcome back to another episode of the Matt Pfeiffer Experience. I am your host, and I am excited about today's episode, today's solo episode. Today, we're talking about signs that someone does not really like you. They're just pretending to like you. We have to understand that when we're navigating through relationships, it's no secret that love and relationships can be very, very tricky. And no one likes it when someone is being manipulative, whether they're doing it through unintentional means because of people-pleasing behavior and codependent behavior, or if they're being very manipulative through narcissism and other toxic means. But we have to understand that, as you hear so often in a lot of the content, a lot of the videos that I put out or my podcast, we have to be responsible to recognize this type of behavior. Sometimes people can be doing this very unintentionally. Sometimes people can be doing it intentionally. Either way, it's damaging. And a lot of times people don't want to admit this, and they don't want to, it doesn't sit well with people, and they don't want to allow for this to happen, or if they don't want to accept this. That's what I was looking for. They don't want to accept that someone doesn't really like them, or someone doesn't really appreciate them, because it's painful. But one of the things you hear me talking about all the time is that we have to accept the fact that this is painful, because quite often that pain is trying to tell and trying to teach us something. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So, number one sign that someone doesn't really care for you very much that we need to be looking out for, especially on the dating scene. But as I'm talking, I'm going to be talking from a romantic standpoint, but we have to understand that we can see these type of things in all types of relationships, whether it be romantic, friendships, or if it is a coworker. Right. So the number one sign is that they're not affectionate in public, or they're only affectionate in public. So you don't see this, you see a different version of them. So they're very affectionate in public, and then behind closed doors, they're not showing you any sort of affection. So why would they do this? Why would someone give you hugs and kisses in front of everybody, but then at home, they're very different person, very cold, very distant, or vice versa, where they have no problem Netflix and chilling. They have no problem having sex with you. They have no problem coming over to your place, you going over to their place, but you won't see them in public. And what happens here is when you're alone with a person, right? You see a certain side of them that maybe that they're holding on to a mask in public. They're holding on to this image, right, that they want to portray. And a lot of times we don't want to accept that they're showing a different side to them, because this is hurtful, especially for those of you who struggle with codependency and people pleasing. We oftentimes will reflect that there's something wrong with us, that there is, and oftentimes we will clamor and we will work harder to try to force and try to get that person to show affection. And while it's important to, yes, communicate these things, we also have to accept that maybe this person just really isn't into us. And a lot of times people won't accept that because of the pain that's associated with it. We now have to accept rejection. We now have to accept feelings and thoughts of abandonment, right? Feelings and thoughts of rejection. But the problem here is that those feelings are actually trying to tell us a story. And I tell people all the time that when we experience that feeling of rejection, when we experience that feeling of abandonment, we have to accept it. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with us, but oftentimes because of our upbringing, because of the way that we were brought up and because of our experiences and past relationships, oftentimes we think that there's something wrong with us. And so we try to fix things to try to mask over our own insecurities, only to discover that we're only delaying the inevitable. Sign number two is that you start to notice that they prefer to spend time with their friends. Now, on one hand, I want to be very clear, and I want to give a lot more context here. It's important to spend time with friends and family and with other people outside of a relationship. And that is a requirement in a healthy relationship. Now, where we start to notice a difference is that in an unhealthy relationship, or when someone is pretending to like you and not really that interested in you, is that you notice that there's a stark difference, that there's not any balance in the relationship. You start to notice that they cancel plans with you to spend time with their friends consistently. We're not talking about just a one or a couple of times. We're talking about consistently that they are always spending time with their friends, and that there's little to no effort to spend time with you, right? You might ask yourself, do they cancel plans with you to be with them? Do they prefer to keep their friends and to keep you and their friends separated? That's another thing. Because one of the things we have to talk about when we're talking about healthy relationships is that, yes, you do need time to yourself. And yes, you do need time by yourself with your friends. But also, there should be times where everyone is all getting together. And when someone is pretending or someone's really not into you, they really don't want to mingle friends and you with their friends or possibly with their family members. Number three is that they don't prioritize the relationship. And this can kind of go hand in hand with what we were just talking about. But what you start to notice is that it should go without saying that you should never settle for someone who doesn't make you a priority. Does that mean you have to be on a pedestal? No. But we also have to understand that when we're in a relationship, we have to be very intentional about the person that we're with, giving them phone calls, text messages, spending time with them. Allowing for that balance between if you're a single parent and spending time with your kids, but also being very intentional about the person and the partner that you're dating, being very intentional about spending time with one another. You know, you might ask yourself, does your partner not make time for you? You might notice, and we also have to allow for a lot of self-awareness in here as well, right? Am I being overly demanding of time and energy, right? Are they really actually spending time? And this is where it can get kind of very convoluted. Right. So this is the reason why you always hear me talking about self-awareness, for us to understand whether or not there's a real actual threat, or is this playing on my insecurities? And sometimes what you will notice is that these feelings of anxiousness that you might have in a relationship might actually be real. It might actually be a real actual threat that you notice that this person is not putting forth the necessary effort. Doesn't matter how many times you talk to them, doesn't matter how many times you bring it to their attention. You just notice that you are not a priority in the relationship. And when we start to see this, especially when we start to see this with other dynamics, we have to begin to practice radical acceptance. I get it. And I understand that it doesn't feel good, right, to get in touch with reality, because again, we don't want to feel and experience the feelings of rejection. We don't want to feel and experience the pain of abandonment. But the reality of it is that we are only delaying the inevitable. I cannot stress that enough, that if we continue along down this road, it's just a matter of time before you become even less of a priority. Because what's going to end up happening is that we're now engaging into your insecurities. We now enter into protest behavior. You never spend time with me. You never do this. And the things, you hear me say this all the time, the things that we try to control end up controlling us. That you're trying to change this partner, you're trying to make this work. But if you're not a priority, you're just not a priority, right? You might start to notice that they're just not as dependable as what you want them to be. And so we have to begin to accept that this really actually is who they are. And that's tough, especially for people who struggle with codependency and people pleasing, because we have a tendency and we have a nature to try to fix everything. And that's a part of the problem. You think that you can fix something that you actually can't. You can't fix the fact that you are not a priority to this other person. You can't change them. And essentially what happens, the reason why we do this is that when we try to change other people, when we try to force change on someone else, we are actually avoiding change, and we're avoiding decisions that we might need to make ourselves. There's something that we need to do that we're completely avoiding. And oftentimes with people pleasing and codependency, we're avoiding that hard decision of an actual breakup because we don't want to be the bad guy. We don't want to be the villain. We don't want to rock the boat, so to speak. And so what we do is we try to force change on the other person. But what happens when we accept things, then all of a sudden we start to see and we start to notice that this is requiring change of ourselves. Next sign is that they don't give you their full attention. So even when you are spending time with them, we're not talking about every once in a while where someone might be a little bit dazed or exhausted and, you know, might gloss over as you're having a communication with them. But you start to notice that this person just is not interested in the things that you have to say, not interested in your life, not interested in the things that are going on for you. And you start to notice that they're still not giving you their full attention. Their mind is always elsewhere. It might still be at work. You start to notice that they get distracted very easily by their friends or drama or constantly checking their phone. So even when they are with you, they're not very present. And this is the reason, one of the reasons to kind of go bring things full circle to some of the other things that we're talking about. Someone who's not keeping you a priority, someone who is not, who would rather spend time with their friends. And then going back to what I was talking about with codependency and people pleasing, we force them, you need to spend time with me, you need to do this. And then they actually do. And then we start to see this dynamic of them not paying attention, them not making eye contact, them not being fully present, them not caring the things that you have going on in your life. Guess what? This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you can, even if you did force them to spend time with you, it doesn't change the fact that there's an issue, that they're just not genuinely interested. So then what happens? You engage in more protest behavior. Then what happens, right? You hear me, for those of you who work with me, right? What do I always say? Let's roll the tape forward. You force that person to spend time with you. You complain, you criticize until the point that they actually do. Then you're spending time with them. You're at the restaurant, you're at the steakhouse, and then they're not giving them their full attention. They're on the phone. They're paying attention to everyone else. They're cackling with their friends or people at the bar or whatever, not giving you their full attention, not giving you full attention. So they're not fully present. Then you can start complaining even more because you're still not getting the validation that you're looking for. And then what happens, right? What happens with that person? Remember, this person is just going through the motions. So what happens? You wanted to hang out with me. See, you just don't appreciate the things that I do. You asked to hang out and now we're hanging out and nothing's good enough for you. We have to begin to accept that these signs means that this person just genuinely is not interested, because there's nothing that you can do to try to change that person, to try to change what the way that person feels or thinks about you. The only thing that's going to happen is that we force a certain behavior. And then they will continue that. It doesn't change the core essence of what the problem actually is, that they really just genuinely don't like you. And again, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you, right? Doesn't mean that you need to change either, but we do have to accept the fact that this person just genuinely isn't into you or the relationship. The next sign that someone is not into you or that they're just faking, that they're just kind of going through the motions and pretending to like you, is that they try to change things about you. So just as much as I was talking about you trying to change things about other people, they might be trying to change you. How come you just can't accept the fact that I want to hang out with the boys? How come you can't just accept the fact that I want to hang out with the girls, right? Just accept it. Just enjoy the fact that you have time to yourself, right? And not looking for any sort of compromise, but rather looking to try to change, trying to create change in you, right? When someone really loves you, they're accepting of you, right? Of you and your flaws, right? They'll accept you for the person that you really are, and insecurities included, past traumas included. And that's not to say that they're not willing to turn a blind eye to all of your faults, right? So we have to understand that sometimes people are going to have disagreements about people's faults and people's flaws, and that's perfectly normal in a healthy relationship. But you start to notice that there's this pressure. You might feel this pressure of them not trying to be supportive, but them actually trying to change you, right? Someone who's only pretending to love you will most likely try to change the things about you, the way that you dress, your weight gain or weight loss. You might feel this pressure to try to get to the gym more often or less often. You start eating very differently, not because this person has influenced you like in a positive way where we're looking for compromise, but in a way where you feel that if you don't begin to make these changes in these strides, that this person is going to leave. Right. And so we have to understand that they don't like that. They don't like you. So they try to, so you can better accommodate, right? Their tastes and their preferences. So what's happening is that they're trying to force you to be quote unquote more like them instead of accepting you. So then you can, so they can make their life easier, right? It's always quote unquote easier to change other people, to try to make our life more comfortable. And that's what's essentially happening when someone's trying to force change on you. The next sign that someone is pretending to like you, that they're not really actually into you, is that you start to notice that they don't open up to you. They're not very, we have to remember that in healthy relationships, it requires a level of vulnerability. You may have been dating someone for a while and you start to notice that you really still don't even know anything about them. You've been with them for months, weeks, maybe even years, and you don't know anything about them. Right? You start to get this feeling like this is odd. I noticed that I'm always opening up to this person and I'm allowing for levels of vulnerability, but this person genuinely isn't opening up. And I know a lot of people are listening to this and they might be thinking, well, I do this, but and it might be because of an avoidant attachment, but we're talking about something a little bit different here. And it might have to do with an avoidant attachment that this person just is not emotionally available. But for those of you who are listening here, you're like, this kind of describes me. We have to be very intentional if you have an avoidant attachment about opening up, because it's showing and it's speaking to the other person exactly this. They're just genuinely not into you, or they're not, or you're not emotionally available. Right? You start to notice that they don't share with you their achievements, right? They're lacking a lot of emotional intimacy. And we can't forget that this is a requirement in a healthy relationship, is levels of vulnerability and levels of emotional intimacy. Here's a big one. This next sign is that they don't ask you for your opinion. Think about that and sit with it for a little bit, right? That the fact that someone doesn't even really care what your opinion is on certain subjects, right? When we ask people for people's opinion, right? When, especially when it comes to us, right? When it comes to making important decisions, whether or not you should leave a job or go back to school, whatever the case might be, right? It means that they truly care about what you think and care about what their actions and how their actions might affect and impact you or impact the relationship. They value you. They value the relationship. They value your opinion. Think about the people that you ask for their opinion, right? When you, that you value their opinion. Why? Because you value them and you value their relationship. You value the directions that they have taken in their life. And when someone is not asking you for your opinion, they're just kind of living and going through life, we have to begin to accept that the possibility, the probability is that they're just not into you, that they're pretending to like you. They might be with you. They might sleep with you. They might hang out with you. They might hold hands with you in public, but not in a private setting. But we have to understand that it is inevitable that if we're seeing a lot of these signs, that eventually we're going to start to see some cracks in the relationship. The last sign is that they don't make you feel loved. You kind of just know that something, this is kind of all of these things kind of wrapped up in one, that you don't feel loved. You feel like there's something off, that this person has you at arm's length, that your gut feeling is off, that there's something wrong, that there's something, not just every once in a while, but just consistently, that there's a disconnect, right? That you feel that something's not right in the relationship, right? And even if everything seems and feels fine at first, you start to notice that they're just kind of aloof, whether it's because they lack, they're emotionally unavailable, right? But we have to understand that we don't always have to have the reasons why someone is disconnected and the reasons why. Oftentimes we spend too much time with people who aren't into us because we're looking for that validation to make sure it's not quote unquote me, it's not us, that there's not something wrong with us, but we don't need that validation. All we need to know is that this isn't working out. Something in my gut is telling me that something's off, that this person is aloof, this person isn't keeping me a priority, this person isn't returning text messages or phone calls. And so that's all the validation and the closure that we need, that this relationship isn't going anywhere. I don't care how hot they are. I don't care if this is a person that is six figures and 6 feet tall, or 5 foot two if you're a guy and you're looking for that perfect image and you have this person. Quite often people who struggle with codependency keep people on a pedestal, right, that have certain attributes that keep, that check certain boxes, and you have a scarcity mindset that I'm never going to find anyone like this again. So I need to force, and I need to make this person the type of person that I need to make this relationship work. But it's inevitable that if they're not available emotionally, that at some point in time, that this relationship is going to begin to falter. And especially if they're not into you, if they're not keeping you a priority, it's inevitable. And it also doesn't say anything about you. It says a lot about them. Does it make them a narcissist? No, not necessarily. Does it make them a bad person? No, not necessarily. So we don't have to continue to dig and wonder why, what if, and, you know, all I have to do is get them therapy and this and that. We need to get to a place of practicing radical acceptance, practicing life on life's terms, that regardless of what the situation is, regardless if it's narcissism and anxious or an avoidant attachment style, someone who's not emotionally available, that they're just not either ready for a relationship, they're not into me. But regardless of the situation, we have to understand that these type of relationships that show these type of signs do not have a future. There is an expiration date. I don't care if this lasts for 5 years, 3 years, 10 years. At some point in time, a person that you're spending time with, so this behavior is going to lead to a level of resentment, and they will eventually either leave or break up with you and possibly cause a lot of heartbreak. But a lot of times it's because we are not protecting our own heart and we're not protecting our own emotions, even though we see a lot of these signs early. So thank you guys very much for tuning in. This is the Matt Pfeiffer Experience. I appreciate everyone listening. I will be back on next week. Don't forget that we have new episodes every Monday and every Friday here on Spotify, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, but we are on all major podcast platforms. And also don't forget that you can tune in on YouTube every Wednesday evening. I talk to a different guest, and you can actually tune in on the podcast live on YouTube and LinkedIn, Twitch, and Twitter every Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. Central. So thank you guys very much, and I will talk to you soon.